Okay, can I just ask the usual thing, if people could keep a little bit quiet, don't be too loud, because this picks up your voices and we really want to hear Sylvia's voices. So, Sylvia, could you just tell us your name, please?
Sylvia Davey.
And when and where were you born?
1934 on Hessel Road.
1934, so you will be 82 this year?
Yeah, it's your lie.
Okay, the period that you said you'd like to talk about is when you were working in an ice cream.
Oh, yes, that was a happy time. Yes, because we're all young and, you know, full of life, I suppose.
Just tell us where it is you worked, the name of the company, where it was, and what you had to do.
Well, it was... I worked first in Peel Street at Northern Dairies, ice cream, then it closed down. And we had to work our week's notice on Hessel Road at Riley's Dairies. And we were supposed to work our week's notice, but he asked us to stay on. The two of us asked us to stay on. And that's when I met my husband, which is always known as Dave, not Denny. Davey.
And tell us the work you were doing.
Packing ice cream there, and then I went on to packing milk bottles, chairs of, you know, milk bottles into crates, well, that's not chairs, crates. Yeah.
And could you describe what it looked like where you worked? If you imagine somebody who can't see it or can't imagine, you know, doesn't know it, just what did it look like? What was in it in the factory where you worked?
What did what?
What did it look like inside where you were working? Who was there? What was there?
Oh, it was a great big dairy on Campbell Street, Riley's Dairies. Then they went to Northern Dairies. And after that, I got married, really. And then started my family.
And how did you meet Dennis?
Well, he worked at the, while I was making curd, and I worked in the ice cream part, that's how we first met. And we just, well, I don't know. It just clicked, we just clicked right from the off. Yeah.
And what was it that attracted you to?
I don't know.
My pension.
It certainly wasn't his money. No, it was just, I thought he was just a very, very nice person. Actually, that's what exactly what I thought. A very nice person. Still think that as well.
And tell us about how he courted you.
Oh, it wasn't very romantic. We hadn't any money. We used to stroll around the park and pictures maybe once a week. And that was it, really. Yeah, that's it. And then I used to go down to where Dave lived and he didn't have come to me because there was a lot of us at home. I did most of the courting in Fountain Road area, actually. We joined a youth club there because we were both only young, you know, at the time. Well, I was younger than Dave, 4 years. Yeah, enjoyed it.
And this was in the 50s?
Yes.
And so you went to the cinema together?
Yes.
You used to go to the youth club together?
Yes.
Any other activities that you did?
Just I used to follow Dave at football. I used to play in the park at night, in the evenings. Don't do that now, do they? I don't think.
And do you remember when he proposed to you?
First time he ever took me home. He said, I'm going to marry you. Yeah. Without a word of lying, I said, he'll tell you himself, and he can't hear me what I'm saying, can he? Romantic. We were stood on Cottingham Road at the top of Cranbrook Avenue and he was saying goodnight to me. He thought I lived just round the corner. He thought I was posh.
and he said he wanted to marry you?
No, he said, I want to marry you, you know. I said, oh, yeah, that's good.
Did you say any more?
No.
Did you think he meant it?
Pardon?
Did you think he meant it?
I don't know, really. Well, he did it.
And so how long after was it that you did actually get married?
When I was 19. Yeah. Got married at St John's Church on Clough Road, Cottingham Road. No, Clough Road, St John's Church.
And which year?
1954. I married in January 54.
And could you describe the preparation for weddings in those days? What you had to do?
Well, we just had a little reception at home, really. You know, nobody had any money, really, to hire halls or anything like that.
And what about your wedding dresses and bridesmaids?
Oh, it was pretty, yes. Yes, it was pretty.
And tell me, do you remember back to your feelings that day?
Oh, I thought it was the most wonderful day of my life. Really. I was really, really happy. I've had a happy life all my life, really. Sadness, a bit of sadness, sadly, but everybody gets that, don't they, I suppose.
And what made you feel so happy that day?
Because I was marrying somebody I loved, I suppose. And you think that life is a bed of roses. It isn't, but it hasn't been a walk of nettles either.
So not a bed of roses, but
nor
a walk of nettles. And you're still married now, and your husband is still alive now.
Yeah.
So how long have you been married?
62 years.
You've been married for how long?
62.
I'd have been out by now, wouldn't I?
I know, I've got a good relationship.
And just go back to that, did you... So you didn't have a reception in a hall, you just had it at whose house was it at?
At my mother's house in Fifth Avenue. And my father bought a barrel of beer and everybody had shanties to eke the beer out.
Did people get a bit tipsy in those days after weddings?
Well, it did if you wasn't used to drinking.
And did you have a honeymoon? Did you go away?
No.
And so was it like you get married one day and then you were back to work the next? Did you have any time?
Well, more or less, yes.
And that must have been interesting going back into work where you both worked.
Yes.
And then you married.
Yeah.
And tell me about the happy memories you have of married life and your life after that point.
Well, we both worked hard and we used to have nights out now and again. And holidays at Willsthorpe or Withensea. But they were simple holidays and we used to get the family together, my sisters and their families. We used to end up with about 10 or 11 of us, you know, in a caravan. Enjoyable days. We didn't know any better then. We didn't know any different then.
Because nowadays people say, oh, you've got to go off and have a package holiday somewhere abroad. Yeah. And the idea of a caravan holiday at Withensea probably wouldn't.
Oh, I couldn't do it now. No way.